Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Oh yeah,
big fucking. I got her this mug when I was in my ex and I. We went to San Francisco on vacation, and both of our moms were like, "You got to bring us back souvenirs." And we were both like, "We don't care. We don't know what to get our moms." Yeah. So we went and we just looked at the Golden Gate Bridge. Like, we just went to a park and we're like, "There it is." Yeah. And then we walked up to the gift shop and got our moms the biggest coffee mugs I've ever seen in our entire life. Both the same ones, and they're both like, this is the nicest thing.
It's so interesting that generation loves souvenirs from America.
They love,
like, I don't get souvenirs that are, it's the same country. We have the same stuff.
Yeah, but our country is as huge, big as, like, Europe almost.
The climate is, like, different from state to state.
Yeah, it's so fun. Yeah. That's like being like, oh man, I would never get a souvenir from Poland because I live in England. Like, that's the difference in America.
You know, they
speak
different languages. I'm not saying it's a space distance. I'm saying it's like culture. It's a different culture.
But culturally, it's different all over the country.
I don't think that much.
You're just being stubborn right now.
No, what you get is a mug that says San Francisco.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
Or you go to fucking Baltimore and you get something with a crab on it because they got a bunch of crabs there. Or you go to Florida and you get a fucking a coffee cup full of meth.
Yeah, it is.
And you hit your wife with it.
Oxycontin, filled alligator.
You go there and it's my
souvenir is my wife's body.
It's a piece of driftwood that some fucking little kid floated over from Cuba on. And you go, look at this. I got this for you. And you put it on a necklace.
There you go. That's some real shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I just don't.
You don't appreciate the culture of the country that you snuck into.
In a little... In a little barrel.
Your mom had a little basket, like a little picnic basket with a blanket over. She's like, just go and eat lunch with my sandwich that isn't a baby.
It's so heavy.
Why is your sandwich crying?
I remember,
like, I don't know.
Being, because from Florida, there's a rule that if Cuban refugees got on actual land, they can stay. To a degree.
Isn't that like a funny name for it?
I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, you keep telling the story. I'll look it up.
Like a weird race.
It's such a weird...
Not race, like nationality, but like swim race.
Yeah. Like, I remember seeing footage of like a helicopter over the beach and like cops on the water edge trying to stop people like getting onto the land. It was like... I was expecting...
And what concept... Because if your feet touch the sand...
Like
you're out of the water. You have to be
out of the water.
Okay.
I was expecting the Benny Hill music to be playing the
whole
time.
What a weird...
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What a weird, like, old it's west...
They should just
it's
make...
called the wet
they
foot,
should make all this immigration
policy.
Shit, like the new football.
Yeah.
Is that a terrible thing? Like, just, like, turn it into a sport. That's awful.
That's pretty terrible. That's a
but
Hunger
if you're
Games
have those,
shit.
Yeah.
Wet foot, dry foot policy.
Yeah.
God, that's awful.
It's kind of funny.
Oh, it's very funny.
Some wet foots.
It's almost a slur.
Yeah.
I had a friend in high school whose nickname was Wet Foot because he had sweaty feet.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a wrestler, too. So
all right, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Does it?
He's exercising a lot. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they call me Wet Hand because I'm nervous around people.
That's fun. I mean, I also used to have illegal satellite, and we would watch... like news reports from like California, and there'd always be police chases.
Oh,
those
were
fun to watch. I got to see like a couple live ones. It was nuts.
Did you get to see OJ?
Was that in California?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Of course it was.
I remember seeing the trial in elementary school and just sitting in a room like, this is boring.
What year was that?
93? 94 or somewhere like that?
Yeah, that's about right.
About right, yeah.
Wasn't even born,
yeah.
This is wild.
Okay.
It took a while for the Wikipedia to load.
Okay.
But if you were caught in the water, you would either be sent back to Cuba or to a third country.
Huh.
You'd be like, I don't know, Nicaragua?
And like, all right. right.
Oh, ooh, Iceland. I've always wanted to go to Iceland.
I feel like there's one of those circles you spin and it lands
you
on.
You mean a wheel?
A wheel?
One of those spinning circles? See, because to me, that looks like it's like one of those things where, in like old timey things, where people would just roll a fucking hoop down the street with
a
stick.
Yeah.
One of those.
One of a barrel roll.
That was a very I'm not from around these parts moment.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Have, you know, those things.
Come
that,
on.
Like a circle that. A wheel. Like one of those like circles of fortune.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what it's called.
Yeah, that's weird. It's a third country. I guess because you can't go back sometimes because of political things. I know Cuba was, especially in the 90s, kind of weirder in that way.
It's still a communist country.
Yeah. I don't feel like I know. I don't
but it's
know.
Open.
Yeah, that's
right.
No,
they closed it, but they closed it back up.
Oh, they closed
oh,
it back
wow.
up? They closed
oh,
it
I don't
back
know this.
Up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would love to tell you. I would love to tell you, and I'm going to say 8 months ago.
Okay, that sounds believable.
Okay.
Ever since that damn Cheeto in Chief.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Mike's on a soapbox. Yeah.
Get up here. Hey, what's this? I keep looking down. I'm like, what is this stuff inside of this box? Like, I've never used it in my life.
What are we talking? Oh, soapbox. Got it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Come on.
Yeah, you went hyper into it.
Yeah.
Listen, I had a...
Yeah, had
we got to get sponsored by Red Bull because I keep saying it on here.
Yeah, but that's really how sponsorships work.
But if I keep saying it, they'll
no.
be like...
They're going to be like, cool, thanks. We don't have to pay you. You keep saying it.
But then I'll start saying...
What would you want to be sponsored by?
Bank of America. They give me free $200. And I go, credit cards are actually pretty cool. That's my new thing.
The FICO
have you ever had
credit
a credit
score.
Card before?
Yeah, once.
Whatever. Like, have it ever again?
If they would let me, maybe.
He's trying. He's writing letters.
I go, please give me credit.
Petitions. Yeah, you're not getting one back.
Yeah, I had one and I almost immediately maxed it out and then I never paid the bill.
Do you still have the debt?
Yeah. But it was like so little.
Oh, what was your max? Like 500?
Like 600.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not that bad.
Yeah, but it's been in collections. I did this. This was in the year 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's, pay it off.
I'm just going to go by the thing where I'm like, hey, in 7 years, something happens.
Something. You go to jail.
Years, something goes away or something. I don't know.
But wouldn't it have collected interest or does it like?
No, because they sold it to a collections agency already.
Okay, so it's done accruing money.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah,
$600
yeah.
that you owe.
It's not. It's even less. I think it's like $300 and I just refuse to pay it on principle.
Pay it off like $2 at a time.
Nah, they're not
What's
getting
the
my
principle?
Money. My principle.
Yeah, what is that?
You
got free money?
Yeah. I got you. That's what you fucking get for trusting me, Capital One.
Now you just can't rent an apartment.
Oh, I mean, listen, even if I had this credit card.
Hey, that's not the only thing holding me back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you and I are both great at like kind of like...
Weaseling.
Not
in.
Listening to the rules and just kind of doing our
Dude,
own thing.
Dude, I'm almost off the grid.
You're close. Except for
Do
the
you
podcast.
Have an ID?
I just got a passport.
Good for you.
Yeah.
State ID?
No.
Okay.
Because I had a passport, but it was expired. I just renewed my passport.
Yeah.
And I have an expired New York State learner's permit.
Oh.
Yeah. And
it is like a great move to flip out the passport anytime someone asks you for ID.
Mm-hmm.
And people just kind of stopped asking for your ID at bars, right?
No, there's it they depends it. Depends on which one. The reason I got my passport renewed is because I was very embarrassingly turned away from a bar in front of like a bunch of people.
Yeah. And that's crazy at like 30.
Yeah, exactly. Like it happened like 2 or 3 times, and I was fine.
I remember,
like,
yeah, I was like, in a week, it was like, fuck.
And it happened. Yeah, it happened in Indiana and here.
Oh, okay.
It happened in Indiana. I was there. It was like a fucking barcade, and the guy was just like, "Hey, man, sorry, can't let you in." And I was like, "Look at me.
Yeah,
I've had a hard life.
Even if I'm underage,
I don't
like this.
I want to be like, listen, I'm going to be a drain on your bar anyway because I'm not even drinking. And they're like, I'm not going to let you in even more. And I was like, fuck.
Good point.
Yeah.
I'm going to use the bathroom and flush the toilet a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to get a bunch of free waters and rip up every cup. I can't wait to tear this cup in half.
Oh,
and then in half again.
Yep.
And then once more.
Yeah, Mike gets nervous and starts cutting plastic cups.
Well, you know, actually, I get really
cool. Oh, I have that. I make little octopus out of the napkins.
Yeah. Oh,
they get, like, shredded.
Oh.
I rip a plastic. I like to keep the base intact, but I rip the plastic cup into, like, either 16ths or 32nds, and it looks like a little bouquet of flowers.
If no, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Not even a little.
It looks a little bit like one.
It looks like
one flower.
Nervous incarnate.
I would actually think I'm pretty cool and tough.
All right.
And calm.
Mm.
Chill.
Uh-huh.
Frugal.
Ooh.
Powerful.
So powerful.
Powerful.
Uh-huh.
Quick.
Yeah. Two more.
Let's see.
Just name two words, Mike.
Nah.
No,
I want you to think about this. Yeah, good.
No. Red. So quick, frugal, powerful. I mean, just
wet.
So much stamina.
Yeah.
All right.
An unbelievable amount of stamina.
Okay.
And
pious.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest. I'm not sure what that means.
Oh,
it means he's a God fearing man.
I'm a God fearing man. Okay. I love the Lord.
I knew it was God. Something.
I love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We all know that.
Like Lil Wayne.
No, like Jesus Christ.
Oh, sorry. I misheard.
No, do you think Lil Wayne is the son of God?
No, Lil Wayne has fear God tattooed on his eyelids. He's pious,
but he's telling you to fear God.
Oh, he can go fuck himself. Don't tell me what to fear.
Yeah, it says fear God.
I'd beat the fuck out of Lil Wayne.
He's Lil.
I was having a conversation with my friend the other day about how he is the most romantic man to have ever lived, I think.
Lil Wayne?
Do you listen to his lyrics ever?
No.
I feel like he's got this low-key, very romantic.
I think he's the first rapper that talked about eating pussy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, that was like,
in a way,
my pussy?
Sir, please.
You know.
Sir. Mr. Lil. I know. Oh, my God.
No, I've never read or listened to his lyrics. I bit my tongue really bad, and I'm talking funny.
Can we just play How to Love right now, my Lil? Let's not, but I don't want to do this, but.
No, but we can.
Just
we can,
everyone at home.
We can play How to Save a Life by The Fray.
Yeah, they want people to play their shit.
That's a huge get sponsored by
The Fray.
I say you a lie. You know I'm
what was that other one before How to Save a Life? There's one that made them really famous.
How to Save a Dog's Life.
yeah.
How to Save a Dog's Life.
Let's find out.
Not
there was like one other song. That was the one that really hit me.
I like how you're ruining that.
Listen, I don't support other women.
Same.
Are these all the podcasts that are recorded here?
Yeah, except for ours. We don't have any merch.
Oh. I had a pin for my podcast. See, the thing is, it's a death knell for me.
Yeah.
It's like I had a show with Luke.
Uh-huh.
And we got, like, postcards. Mm-hmm. And then immediately ended the show. And then I got pins for TV Casualty.
Which are the best pins.
Which are great pins.
Yeah.
And they are just sitting in a box. Sitting in a box in my room. Like that other song. are you talking about the song You Found Me by The Fray?
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was How to Save a Life, but I really thought I liked something else more than that. We fell quietly.
No.
Are you thinking about Five for Fighting?
Yeah. No. It's definitely.
Hoobastank?
Because I went through like
Lighthouse?
Over the summer, I was going through like a John Mayer, like Jack Johnson, like all that soft rock early 2000s kick.
Did your
boxer?
Did your wife leave you?
I was just very nostalgic.
Yeah. Were you in a life altering car accident?
Yeah, I was actually cast in a CW show.
yeah,
legally, that's the only music.
Yeah, Smallville.
Were you trying to rescore the movie 51st Dates?
Yes. The same exact movie.
Yeah.
Slightly different songs.
That's it.
You take out the Smiths, you put Bright Eyes in there.
No, Over My Head.
Oh, I don't know that song at all.
I don't know. Pop it on.
Is it legal?
No, not at all.
All right, turn off. All right,
the beginning sounded like a
fucking car commercial jingle.
No, it sounded like a Sesame Street song telling you that like being a plumber is okay.
Yeah. Some people can't read that well.
Trade school.
$600 in credit card debt.
Just tell you how trade school is a better idea than college.
Yeah. There you go. People always gonna need plumbing. Fuck out of here with your reading.
That's the thing.
I have a coworker that's training to be an underwater welder.
Oh,
and she's a woman.
What?
Right?
I don't believe in gender.
Oh, a fee welder. That's like a lady welder.
My immediate thought is the opening sequence in The Mask. You ever seen The Mask? It's underwater welding. Yeah.
I would say I saw The Mask when it came out.
Jim Carrey.
I saw it in like very early.
So the opening scene is they're underwater, and there's an underwater welding guy, and then a big ass pipe falls, and it knocks open a little like treasure case, and the mask floats out of it.
Do you mean that treasure chest?
No. Treasure case?
Oh,
spinning circle.
A treasure case.
Yeah,
and a circle. That she's paying. Okay.
Well.
Is she single?
The girl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does she think I'm cute?
I've never showed her your picture. You might be her type.
Why not?
She's ripped. She's like jacked.
No, I don't like that.
No.
No.
I think it's so.
Everyone
cool.
seems to like ripped girls, but I don't like ripped girls.
No, really.
I don't dislike. But
no,
don't like
no, me. Really buff. I find the buffer the guy, the more he wants his woman to be like soft and like.
I like soft.
Borderline thick.
I like thick.
Okay, see, there you go. Mm-hmm. The point proved.
I'll take any comers.
What you
and
got?
Honestly, you don't have to be a comer. We've proven that pretty well.
Isn't that great? Welcome to Little Time Podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
What's up?
Micah Brucey is here.
Hey.
He's the light of my life. I am Diego Lopez. Hello to the doggies, to the dog pack.
What's up, my man? Sniffing out because he's the pussy hat. He's got a real wet nose.
Oh,
you
man.
Know what I mean?
My dick is sharp and has a hair coming out of the front of it.
What animal is that? What animal is that?
Dogs can have like sharp penises.
What are you talking about?
They're kind of sharp.
No.
They're sharper than human male penis.
They look like real penises.
All right. I guess my penis is weird.
they're sharp like a man's penis.
With a long hair.
They have one. They don't have any pubes, but they have one hair coming out
like
of the hole.
Like a nose hair that you just have to trim regularly.
We're so excited. Chloe McGovern is here.
Hi.
Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Two facts people don't know about you. Go.
What?
One, wears glasses. Two, left-handed.
There you go. Wow, you caught it.
Are you left-handed?
Really called me on my shit here. Thought I could get away with
it. Not even a little bit.
I have a heart murmur.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like all the time?
The whole time since I was born.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The only way to save that.
It'd be creepy if anyone knew that about me.
You find your true love. You go out there, you find your true love, and they cure your heart murmur. Mm-hmm.
If two people with heart murmurs have a sex and come inside of each other and have a baby.
We have to come inside of each other at the same time.
Yep.
No, you know what?
I'm going to write a love story about this. It's called The Heart Whisperer.
No, it actually works because if it's a man and a woman, which is the only way people should have sex.
Absolutely.
It's... So he comes inside of her regular style.
Uh-huh.
The nature's way.
You missionary?
No, or just like a penis and vagina.
Okay,
penis inside of a vagina.
Not butthole.
No.
Okay.
And then she has a hose hooked up. Because obviously as soon as a man comes inside of a woman, she starts squirting.
Mm-hmm.
And that hose is hooked up, bam, right to his booty.
Oh!
Right up the back door.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's like a 69 of fluids.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you come inside of each other.
That's it is.
Mm-hmm.
That it is.
And that's why I've been actually tapped to take over for Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Take over what?
The planetarium.
Oh, all right. Yeah, he does on that, actually. Yeah,
I got a job at the planetarium.
You ever been there?
Planetarium?
Yeah.
Nah, dude, I fuck.
You ever been to the planetarium?
What? No.
All right. The Hayden Planetarium at the Natural History Museum?
I went to the one in L.A. That's the, like, La La Land one.
Oh.
Did you dance?
Mm-mm. I think I was alone? No, I was with someone. I was actually with a man that I was dating, but it was just like, oh, look at that. And then,
you can dance alone.
That's true.
I was thinking of fear, because I'm like, is your finger in the plant?
Like, no, that's a roller coaster.
Yeah. She's also, the movie's like 30 years old at this point.
Fear?
Yeah.
It's like 20.
Okay.
Because Mark Wahlberg is like a man in it.
Yeah.
And he's got to be...
He's in his late 40s.
I'd say 47.
All right. I think that's late 40s.
So we agree.
Look at that. Hello to you, sir. Congratulations. All right. Thank you.
I don't know. Because I went to the Natural History Museum. I haven't been in, let's say, conservatively 20 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I would go as, like, field trips in school.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been there since I damn sprouted a pube or two.
Mm-hmm. I used to work right next to it.
On what?
I used to work right next to it.
Right next to it. Okay.
at a restaurant, and like whenever people were visiting. Yes.
You're both correct. Late 40s, 47 years old.
Wow. Mark Wahlberg's 47?
Wow. Yeah.
Everyone.
Has anyone been to Wahlburgers?
No.
One of my.
I walked by one in LA.
She's like, have you been to Wahlburgers?
It's my more.
Let's bring this back to my speech.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please, please.
Top 10 meals of the year by far.
Of the year?
So good.
All right. Really? Name the other 9.
Oof. Okay.
You know what? Not in. It doesn't have to
name
be 9.
Name one of the other 9.
It doesn't have to be 9.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be 9, and it doesn't have to be in order.
I like some talking on this as well.
But name a couple, maybe.
Pussy, first of all.
Oh, dude, that's so sick. Oh, wait, you've been hanging out with girls.
Yeah, and I actually haven't eaten any pussy, so that's a huge lie.
What the fuck?
I'm in my teenage boy phase where I'm just lying about not being a virgin.
You don't know how tits feel?
No.
You ain't fucked all year?
No.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wait, it's like November.
Very unlikely.
Jesus Christ.
It's a long
don't
December.
Come close.
My hand's shaking. It's been like a fucking week.
Yeah, I don't get when people... Well, you just like reach a point where it's like a plateau and like you just don't...
Have you been getting more stuff done though?
It's hard to say.
All right.
Because I think there's like a point where it's actually detrimental because you're in a blind range the whole time and you're just constantly thinking about how to get it. And then I just keep knocking on like closed doors. Mm-hmm. Like, I just keep having, like, rugs pulled out from under me.
It seems to be that you're in a very volatile house.
I think it you live in a haunted house.
All these rugs that keep getting yanked.
Keep being awoken aggressively by hitting.
Are you living in a game of Don't Wake Daddy?
Yeah. 9th best meal I've eaten this year.
I want your answer. Yeah, give me 2 answers for you too. Best meal.
I couldn't
meals.
Tell you what I've eaten this year.
Come on. Waze right now is my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't want to tell people about it.
It's that Chinese place that we went to a while ago.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was
like
good. That tofu
style.
I love it.
Oh, I had really good tofu near Union Square, Momo Sushi.
Oh.
They had super like
the
silky.
The same one in your Pine Box? Momo?
No, it was different.
Because
the typography,
Momo.
It was called Momo, but it felt Chinese. It was like
okay,
a weird.
I don't like that we just did that.
I think because we're both like, all
Chinese.
Right.
Oh,
I can't argue against that. But I get where things feel Chinese.
Like Chinese-town. You get out of China, like, this used to be little Italy. Now it's Chinese-town.
Little Italy gets smaller every year.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy about it.
What the fuck, man? I have so little.
Yeah.
One of the best things I've eaten recently is the tofu bao from Bauhaus.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been
this.
There.
Yeah,
I've
never been
it's
either.
So good.
That's great.
It's like crispy
tofu.
You got
anything fun you've eaten recently in New York City? Or anywhere? I don't know why.
Honestly, I just got back from Denver.
I don't want to hear about this.
Oh.
Was it weed? Sorry. Continue.
It was just like a home-cooked meal. Like, me and my 2 friends, we just went out, got a bunch of stuff, and it was just fun.
How
it was
you
also
ruined
delicious.
Shut up!
Home-cooked
meal. I ate a bunch of pastaroni with my friends in Boulder.
Listen,
shut up!
Go to this fucker's house. Bother them for some goddamn
Have you eaten a meal at a restaurant recently, my friend?
Yeah. When I was in Denver, I had breakfast at a Creole place, and it was killer.
Oh.
Creole.
You started Korean.
And
you made it.
Yeah, that was my
No, Creole is Korean Creole fusion food.
Infusion. I mean, not a bad idea.
There you go.
But yeah, that bao at Bauhaus, that's probably the best new thing I've eaten all year. I don't know why I never went there.
I just assume they don't have anything for us.
That's what it was. I just assumed.
Anytime a place is like that, like aggressively cool, I feel like they're just like, nah, we don't like vegans. So I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like everywhere that's cool. Has a vegan option now.
All right.
I was in pardon me. I was in Rhode Island. Is in Newport, Rhode Island.
What were you doing there?
Shut the fuck up.
What was happening over there?
I was doing a comedy festival.
Oh, congratulations!
I did a comedy festival there. But so like a bunch of us. There was like a bunch of New York comics there. So obviously we didn't talk to anybody else. We just all hung out with each other. But everyone was like, we want to go get brunch. And I was like, yeah, hell yeah. And they're like, let's go to this place. And I was like, great, a seafood restaurant. So I had one. It was surprising. It was better than I thought it would be. But the meal was for me just to get a house salad and then an order of French fries.
Yeah.
And just
be like, let's see how this is. But the salad was like surprisingly good.
All right.
This is the thing where it's like, it was very simple, but everything on the plate was good.
That's great. Yeah, if it's the quality is good enough, it will like make up for the lack of interesting.
Yeah.
I've been trying to go vegetarian, and I'm like pretty much doing it, but I had to let myself eat meat at the meals that our restaurant gives us, because otherwise I will not have any money.
I can't eat in Chelsea. Family meals.
Yeah, we have the family meals. And so it's been like potatoes and salad constantly.
Okay.
This is a nowhere story. I don't even know why. Okay.
Is there a reason why you want to go vegetarian?
Someone said it was really bad for the environment, and people just, the real reason I think was that people just already assumed it of me anyways. And you know,
and
when
you
someone
to prove them right?
Yeah. And you're like, am I missing a calling? Like, if like enough people were like, no one's ever told me to do comedy, but like,
yeah.
Are you a nurse?
A bunch of people told me to suck their dick from their car window. I keep not doing it.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I was just like, well, I should just try this.
Yeah.
I was looking, I was talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, I saw
a list of the 10 most, 10 foods that are the hardest on the environment in terms of how much waste and how much energy and stuff like that. All what you'd expect, like beef, veal, chicken, turkey, asparagus was on there.
What?
It was the only non-meat or dairy thing on there.
Yeah, it was like 7 meats, cheese.
Oh, I'm going to start condescending to people who eat asparagus.
You love asparagus. I think it's fine.
I would have thought avocado would have been up there.
And I would have thought almonds would be on there.
Great point.
Can we talk about Soylent? I just remember I had Soylent for the
first time. I've never
had
it. Oh, I drink it all the time.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, what flavor did you
have? Strawberry?
It's great.
Yeah.
Strawberry and chocolate are my favorite.
Like an adult Nesquik.
Yeah.
And I was stuffed afterwards. Yeah. And then I was so obsessed with it. I like read a bunch of interviews with the owner of the company, Rob Reinhart. And like I was like rocking back and forth with excitement. I was like so into the idea of the article.
That's so sick.
I did read this article a while ago about a guy who only drank Soylent for 30 days.
Yeah, it was
like
a video.
The long distance runner guy.
Oh
yeah.
No. I'm thinking of the guy from like a Vice thing.
Oh yeah, there was a dude who was like I don't remember what publication it was for, but it was a guy who was like very healthy already, and he was like, "I want to see if this can just make my life easier, or if it makes it better, or if it helps me at all with running and stuff." And him and his wife, I guess, are both like, just like they work wherever they're. He's a writer, and then they also just run a lot. And it was just the thing where he's like, I was so tired for a long time. He said it took him like almost 3 weeks to like get over the hill of like getting his body used to only having this, like having Soylent. And then once he went over the hill, he's like, oh, it was good. But I also would like to eat food.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Like people keep reviewing it being like, well, I ate it all the time and I hated it. And it's like, yeah, like why? I know that's like the idea of it is supposed to be like, oh, we're all just supposed to be like connected to this tube of like
future food.
Yeah,
future
like
food.
Yeah.
But like for now, that's not really what it's about. It's supposed to like fill that gap of like, fuck, I don't want to like eat a meal while I'm out, but I am hungry and I don't want to spend $15, but I feel like I have to. And that happens like all the time in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I usually treat it of a snack from the gym on my way to home.
Yeah.
Because like if I leave the gym and I go home and make food, that's probably around 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't like going that long after working out without really anything.
Yeah.
And then, because it takes like...
It takes 40 minutes to get home.
Yeah.
From door to door, it takes 40 minutes. And then, you know, whatever.
And then you got to cook for whatever.
Yeah. So it's like a great way to like get some calories, a little protein in there. And like doesn't make me feel like I'm leeching.
My problem is I'm not getting enough calories. That's a problem that I have. So you're saying Soylent's the answer.
There you go.
For Soylent. Me to up my calorie intake.
In between meals.
I would like to take Soylent, put it in a blender, couple scoops of ice cream.
Yeah.
Like a nice Soylent shake.
Yeah.
To see what that's like.
He said he wanted people to like hack it, to like add their own things, like to add like CBD to it, to add like...
I was just talking about this thing. I hate it.
CBD?
I just hate hearing about it. I haven't
tried it.
I don't want to reveal Leif's Studio 8 Leif's secret location, but there is a place close to here that's like a weed laboratory.
I couldn't figure out what that was.
I think they just sell like CBD shit, but it's like nothing can be that good. The way that it's exalted, everyone thinks it's like this fucking cure all for everything.
Right. I think it's...
Pete Holmes loves it.
Oh, yeah, well, you know. He also loves getting cheated on by his wife. You don't see me fucking doing that. You don't see me selling that in a storefront in Bushwick. I mean, in whatever neighborhood
sell,
where
like, it... crazy. Want to get me... cheated on by your wife? And every guy's like, okay.
it's just me fucking your wife. Dial a cuck.
You're like, this is going to happen anyway, so I might as well control it. Yeah.
You're like, hey, listen, buddy, I'm going to fuck her bad, but also quick. Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, I don't want the kids drinking outside the house. You can do it in here.
Yeah,
same
kind
of thing.
Cuck me inside my own home.
That's a good... Cuck me I'd rather you cuck like, me if your wife really wants to cheat, just make sure she cheats real shitty. So she's like, that was actually really bad.
And she
that man didn't know my body at all.
Yeah.
That's a Dane Cook movie.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Dane Cook, Jason Biggs movie. Where, like, he'll...
Man, that man was a genius. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he wrote it. I think the premise is that like, he will, like, if your girl breaks up with you, he'll like you'll call him and he'll start dating her and be so bad she goes back to you. I'm pretty sure it's basically it.
Oh, I think I did see this movie.
Yeah,
it was during the short period of time where I had a crush on Dane Cook.
That
was like 12.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, I've seen like chunks of it. I think, but like, it's no John Wick.
Dude, we watched John Wick last night.
It's so sick.
I want to get
you see this?
Mm-mm. You see this John Wick?
Really? Come over and watch John Wick.
You see this John Wick?
We got 30 hours.
Oh, is that? Oh, no, we weren't hanging out last night.
No.
That was Saturday night, and then you guys both went separate ways.
Yes. Because I was dog sitting.
Yes.
We went and got food, and then.
Oh, that was great. I love hanging out and getting food.
Although I will say, when I've been, you know, tracking my spending and stuff, that's my number right now. That's where my like money is leaking.
Food
with friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is renting John Wick. I keep renting it. They're like, you know, you can buy this movie. I'm like, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. I just want to see it a lot.
Yeah, man. But now we got to watch John Wick 2.
I can't wait. That's on
Netflix.
HBO.
HBO.
We can watch that tonight. We got anything else going on tonight?
I got something else going on tonight.
Fuck. All right. I'll wait.
When are you doing?
I'm going to go watch wrestling because it's Scotland's birthday.
Oh, that's great. It is Scotland's birthday.
It's,
right.
It's Scotland's birthday, so I'm going to go watch
it's
wrestling.
It's people's birthday today.
Scotland. Professional wrestler Kenny Omega.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody else.
Mother Teresa.
Not Mother Teresa.
She's a Virgo.
It was what's her name from Murder, She Wrote?
Oh, John H. Bigsby.
What?
John H. Bigsby.
Angela Lansbury.
I'm Angela Lansbury.
What is that?
That's me.
Is that your... Oh, is Angela Lansbury here?
She's here.
I thought you were dead.
Uh-huh. I got Chloe.
Oh, you know who else's birthday
I hit her.
You know who... Angela,
whose birthday is
Angela,
it?
You know who... Actually, oh, happy birthday, Angela.
Thank you.
Do you know who you share a birthday with?
I'm tired.
You actually share a birthday with... the bassist Flea of rock and roll band Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, he's my nephew. He's so talented.
Okay.
When you die, you lose your voice and you get to pick a new one.
Okay. As long as I am okay.
Shut up, bitch.
Well, all right. Where'd Angela Lansbury go?
She left. She took over my body. That's fun. Getting, what's the word? Getting possessed?
By Angela Lansbury?
Yeah, and she tries to solve crimes. I think I watched Murder, She Wrote a couple times because my mom, when I was young, would, like, take care of this old man. And then you only have one channel when you're old, apparently, in Florida. And it would be Murdoch and Murder, She Wrote, just back-to-back all day and all night.
Wait, what's the first one?
Murdoch? Is that it? Is that my saying it right? Murdoch,
yeah, I think
right?
So. Yeah.
You ever see Murdoch?
Mm-mm.
It's the guy who was...
It's got to be a different...
Name?
Yeah.
Maybe. But he was the guy... What's the black and white show with the sheriff and the little boy?
The Andy Griffith show?
So him.
Andy Griffith?
Andy Griffith turns into Murdoch. Who? I don't know if it's...
Oh,
Matlock.
Matlock.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm thinking Daredevil. Have you seen Matlock?
No.
Yes, because of my grandmother.
Bitch, you're so old. Bitch, you're 102. You're like, what's the nice meal you had? I had a nice home-cooked meal I watched Matlock. Bitch, you're 197 years old. I hate this shit. Yeah, like, why can't we have a young, hot producer or an old, ugly producer?
Leif, I thought that was a really nice share, and I'm glad you told us that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're Would big. You like to host a podcast?
Yo, straight up, I'm about to scream. I'm about to freak the fuck out right here, right now.
Is it this podcast, but yeah. if not them? Okay, great.
Yo,
yeah,
we're
yeah,
about
yeah,
to start
that.
A new show called Murder, I Wrote. Number one, episode one, two victims. Anyone who disrespected me in the room.
I love you so much. I think you're a great comedian and also a great friend.
Thank you.
I think you're
and you're here.
You're very much here.
You're okay, here, Chloe. Well,
yeah. What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear?
I like that one. I know people have never listened to our podcast who come on.
I hate these
and
questions.
Just pretending like this is a normal thing I do. Five, six, eight. Biggest fear time! What's your biggest fear? Celebrity
this question.
Crush section. Yeah.
No, I hate those. It's like, what's your favorite color?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there goes the next segment.
Really?
This is why I ruined improv scenes. So I'm just and people would like lob a premise and be like, so helpful. No. Like, no.
We're such different.
Oh. Great time.
DJ Mike 69. DJ. Who's that supposed to be? Michael Jackson?
I think it's just called
UH?
UH.
There used to be a Black Dynamite soundboard. It was the highlight of my 16-year-old life.
Whoa. Girls. Ooh, I love that one. It just says girls.
The other one, there's another one that goes, gentlemen. But I took Ooh. It off so I could put DJ on there.
Yeah. One, two.
We have a lot of fun
one,
here.
Two.
Professional DJ Mike 69.
Yeah, literally.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. What else is going on with our lives?
I got nothing.
Let me look at my Instagram.
No.
I feel like my a good way for me to remember
what's going on with your life.
Yeah.
This could
Is that your stomach? That was so loud.
This couldn't be I'm gonna say this
I
right
hate
now.
That you called yeah. that out.
This couldn't be less compelling radio.
I know.
We should all just get on our phones. That's a fun podcast where everyone just kinda looks at their phone for an hour. You don't really talk.
Yeah, that's a normal like friendship. This is the normal point in a conversation where you'd be like, well, it's appropriate phone time now.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to work on a bit and never really worked about how it's like at a certain like I have one friend who doesn't really look at his phone and it's like a whole principle thing. But like at some point, it's like rude not to look at your phone.
So stop looking
like
at
you're
me.
Not giving me. He kept expecting me to say something. And I was like, I'm
yeah.
out.
No.
And we were spending like 3 hours together. I'm like, mm-hmm. you got to let me.
What kind of friend are you spending that much time with?
They're like a friend from out of town.
Oh, they're out of town. I hate an out of town friend. There's so much pressure to fucking show them around the city.
I know no good spots.
I couldn't have less places I go to.
Yeah. Well, that's why I would go to Natural History Museum, is because people were like, I want to go to that. I'm like, I'm already getting off work. Fine. Let's go okay. and look at Teddy Roosevelt's fucking horse's cock.
I'll tell you about a horse. Let me tell you something about a horse.
Please.
Cock. It's really big.
Way bigger than you think it's going to be.
It's so much.
I remember Tom Green showing me as mm-hmm. a child, not personally, on TV.
And Freddie got fingered when he jerks off the horse?
Yep. And you're like, wow, that's a lot more than it should be.
Here's the thing about a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Uncircumcised.
I'm a horse moyle. Horse bris. Come on down, dude.
You still have to do the one where you suck the yeah, you yeah. suck the horse's cock.
God,
that is crazy.
Yeah, you hear about this?
When they get circumcised, you have to suck it?
There's the like a specific like Orthodox.
A specific level
oh,
Orthodox
okay.
Rabbi.
I was like, I hope that didn't happen to my brother.
It happened to me, I'll tell you. I was like, please convert me to Judaism.
Just for a couple please. Hours.
Well, this should be a new angle that men should take. My dick got sucked when I was 3 months old.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's only specific.
Yeah, it's like very, very, yeah. Very like, you know, like.
It, yeah, it's
a fucking word
super like. Orthodox Jews.
Are you guys pro or anti-circumcision?
I think at this point I'm anti because
are you circumcised?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm pro. I think
I just think it, there's no real benefit
to having the skin.
To having it removed.
I'm anti.
Why are you cutting? It doesn't make any sense at this point.
The thing,
but I think.
The argument is that the dicks get dirtier, but then it's like, yeah, wash it.
Wash your fucking dick.
Yeah, it's like everyone else has to wash, like all the women have to wash their genitals on a daily basis. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I met a few that don't.
No, it's a very silly, old-timey argument. And the idea of like, well, they look ugly. This is because we're used to this other kind.
Yeah.
They look ugly no matter what.
And I once hooked up with a guy that wasn't circumcised, and I, like, didn't notice.
Oh.
When they're hard, you, like, don't notice.
Oh, yeah,
right. We were, like, because I never saw it soft.
That's what I'm talking about.
Give me a little... Thanks. Yeah. Well, I also never made him come, so it was just hard the whole time.
Oh.
No, I think he came.
That's fun not caring.
I hooked up with a woman a while ago. Not whatever.
Mike's had sex more recently than I have.
Yeah, absolutely have.
Yeah.
A lot. I'm very hot and my cum is wanted. But I hooked up with a woman from another country. Mm-hmm. And she
was not circumcised.
She wasn't. The thing is, every woman I've ever fucked is not circumcised, and I find it disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm like, ladies, shave some of that clit off. And take a fucking.
I'm not even gonna use it.
Take a fucking woodworker's plane to it.
I just got mine lifted. I got the hood lifted.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Pulled
back a little.
So it's easier to find. Yeah.
Oh, but I hooked up with a woman from another country, and her friend had to remind her that men here are usually circumcised. So she had to Google how to suck a circumcised penis because she was like, I don't know if I haven't in a long time.
Yeah. Did she find my article about it?
Yeah. How to specifically suck Micah Bruce's penis by Diego Lopez.
Like, yeah, listen, ladies, you got to get in there and do your best.
You're really going to want to hit it with a hammer. It's the only way you can feel it anymore.
Hold it and then curse at it a little bit.
Yeah. I dated a woman who, after we broke up, got a labiaplasty.
Oh, I've heard
she
about that.
It shut?
She broke it, so it's like a.
There's a comic who has a bit about how she went to the gyno, and the gyno was like, "You ever thought about getting those tucked?"
Those? Oh God!
Oh, God!
Like as a pair of pants.
Yeah, flaps.
That need to be hemmed.
the woman I did, it was like it.
Like I have no idea what it's supposed to look like,
and it visually didn't seem.
Better.
And it didn't seem like it was a needed procedure.
You weren't like that? No, that's a floppy.
Yeah, well, because it's like, I've if you see enough.
Have you seen
vagina.
Some that you were like, Jesus
Christ. I've seen some that are way more out than others.
Yeah.
But I'm never like, oh, brother. we got a
like,
time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm always like, oh, this one's different.
Yeah.
It's like.
Do you think it corresponds to the personality?
Oh.
Great question.
Oh.
Huh.
Like she's a more like va-va-boom lady.
No, but
or
I,
you think quiet. You know how like men.
I think it's that way.
Men who have big dicks are always a little bit more chill and like laid back.
No,
because
I don't
know
what you're talking about at all. I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. I don't think.
And tend to not need to take sports such as like, I don't know, MMA because they don't have anything to prove.
Yeah. Some of us have nothing to prove. Over here.
So you think it's the quiet girls?
I don't think. I'm just
because
saying.
They're like they've got big labia energy.
I don't think a woman's vagina is correlates to her personality, but I think from a woman's personality, I can almost guess what kind of pubic hair situation she has.
Oh yeah, yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Okay, go
from yours
for me.
Let's see. I think you. Ooh, let's see. I think you are. It's well maintained, but there is some pubic hair there. You don't shave it all the way. It's like a landing strip.
Wow, that was unbelievable.
Yeah,
you yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I'm a pubic all hair. Right, I'm a pubic hair connoisseur.
If you never make it in comedy,
oh, that's a strong possibility.
You should totally just become an open mic host where, like, that's your thing.
I just guess.
Go to a carnival and let me guess your weight, but guess your pubes.
Yeah.
Let me guess the weight of your pubes.
Oh, that's fun.
They're tightly. Okay, and I say, okay, what's your background? And they say,
what
like,
kind of background you're asking for?
Ethnic.
Oh, yeah, you got to know that.
I think that's a fair, because I'm like, mostly girly and whatever, but I have a side where I'm like, well, not all, you know.
Yeah, and yeah, it's just a because here's the thing.
Because like, what's a like fully waxed girl's personality?
People pleaser.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like something that they're really concerned with how everyone feels
mm-hmm.
about them.
Mm-hmm.
That or no matter what, usually rich.
Mm, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on board. I agree with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I mean, they're expensive.
Call in yeah. if you think. If you.
And then, yeah, the girls with full bushes, you're just like, yeah, you're not trying to.
Well, they're usually
anyone.
Fucking talking about it. Jesus Christ.
I know. There's so many female comics I know who are like, my bush.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, listen, I can't date all of you.
Listen, this isn't Comedy Central in the late 90s. That's my bush.
Man, I really feel good about that.
That's a fun thing to do. Oh,
yeah. Start doing it more.
I should. Oh, that
just walk up to
no. Hey, that's my crowd work.
Landing.
Yeah.
Triangle.
Yeah. Weird. Like a.
I go, honey. I pull it up like a hedge clippers. I give them to her.
The lady almost, because when I was getting it waxed, she like almost. She was like a little bit like, you want to leave some? And she's like, why not just take it all off? And I was like, well, because I like. I don't know. It's just how
I'm an
I like
adult?
It.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a very common look. It was like weird that she was questioning
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I just take it all. And I was like, no, like I want to look like a child.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. And do you have like a preference?
Me?
Yeah. Of pubic hair.
More the merrier, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
really?
Cool. Yeah.
Scent.
I like a
it
scent.
It holds scent yes. better.
I like people that smell like people.
It's like a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
I want to kiss it.
Especially when it's on a man.
I think it, like I stopped really liking beards on men. Like I kind of hate them. Sorry, Leif. But it's more of a thing of like I've seen so many guys in Bushwick where it was clearly not a style choice and more of a like I can't take care of myself choice.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah.
it like put
I have,
me off the yeah.
I See, don't care.
I don't think Leif has
except
this.
Leif. Yeah.
No. But I don't think Leif has. I'm about to almost compliment you, so please do not talk. I don't think Leif has this problem, but it's definitely like a cheat code for a chinless man
yep.
to like mm-hmm. look more handsome. Mm-hmm. And I think that you underneath your beard you have a strong chin. Or strong-ish chin.
There is a chin.
There's a chin. It's yeah. not yeah. it's not right. It doesn't go mouth neck.
Mm-hmm. No, 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 no. There's
so,
a chin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
My point stands.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'll take it. That's the nicest thing you've said to me today.
Yeah, that's true.
In a while. In a long while.
What am I gonna
he
fucking
said
say?
You have a chin.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, look at Leif. He's got a chin.
Yeah. The boy's got a chin.
It's true. I have yeah. a chin.
My yeah. nipples keep getting hairier. That's what? Weird. Yeah. Mm. As I get older.
That's just an age thing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think soon I'm just going to be one hair.
I get
it. It's all going to start coming together and just be one
a
hair.
A body dreadlock?
The only thing it's like, I'm trying to think of the old. It's like very apparent where my nipples are. On mm-hmm. my body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the because, like hair just all goes away.
Yeah, 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 yeah. They're just right
they're
there.
They're really the eyes.
Nipple highlighters.
The
yeah, yeah.
It's like there. And there's like my sides don't have hair.
Yeah.
And like that's it, really.
Yeah, it's almost like you're wearing one of those ponchos of hair. Yeah. The front and the back and shoulders.
In the middle,
it's
nothing.
Nice and smooth like a swimmer.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But I get one hair on the nipple.
You have one? Do you keep it? As like a style choice?
No, I tweeze it.
Do you comb it?
Like,
yeah,
that'd be fun.
I spike it, yeah. A little like, are you cold? Just the hair.
It'd be fun if you tried to put one of like an afro pick in it.
Yeah.
Just keeps falling down. You're like, now come on.
Come on, that's fun.
I'm at a, not an impasse really, because I don't think I actually want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing where it's like, I hear a lot of women talking. I'm always like, stop it. like, what are you doing? But like I feel like everything about my body is a thing that women are like, this guy had this and it's gross. Where it's like I have
like back they said
hair.
That about other men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Got it.
Like I have back hair and I'm like my penis is way too big and mm-hmm. it's like I'm really.
Yeah, I complain about that.
Yeah,
a lot.
My brain is too big for my head. And it's kind of coming out of my nose sometimes. but the thing where it's like, I'm like, oh, I probably could like. It's like, all right. Like, always think about, like, maybe shaving my back or, like, my shoulders. And then I'm like, I've literally never dated a woman where it's, like, been a problem.
Sure.
Because I wouldn't.
But maybe she just didn't tell you.
I feel like if she did. But I think.
I think the women you attract are.
No, on some level.
No, instinctually.
Yeah.
That's kind of part of the package deal.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what, luckily for us, is so cool about. Dating women is they
they're
have
so,
such
they're
a
just so dumb.
the things that the variables a lot of them are attracted to are very different.
Yeah.
Where it's like a lot of times I'll hear guys like complain like, oh, I held the door open for this girl and she got mad. It's like, yeah, all women aren't the same. I don't know what you're mad at. Some don't like certain things, some like other things. Where it's like, some like hairy guys. Mm-hmm.
And if you do, my email is very public. It's out there a lot.
Yeah. And it's like some women like fitter guys, and some women like bigger, softer guys. We're very lucky that exists for us.
I hooked up with a guy who shaved his back.
Yeah.
And I liked it, not because I was anti-back hair, but because it was something that he had to do to groom himself that took, like, an absurd amount of time and was, like, really inconvenient.
So it kind of, like, leveled the playing field?
It, like, evened it a little bit. Yeah. Like, I felt like he was – and that was the same way I feel about, like, guys not getting circumcised, because you're, like, you have to clean your dick more. Mm-hmm. You have to think a little bit more about, like, okay, like, I just had sex. So I have to go wash off, because I – like, so many guys that I sleep with, like, literally just, like, pass out without doing anything. And then I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go scrub up now.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like that they have to do the weird
hygiene things. Something,
yeah.
Yeah. I like to pee after sex just to show them that they're not the only ones that are special. I have things, too. Yeah. I gotta pee.
I think I got a UTI once, but I just let it ride.
Yeah.
I just let it ride, happens. I think.
I feel like you would know.
It, like, fucking... Because it was the thing but it wasn't like chlamydia.
Yeah, it was probably UTI.
Yeah, it was just like every time I peed, I was like...
Clamato?
And you felt, did you feel like you had to pee a lot, but then you went to pee, there wasn't any pee?
I'm not sure.
Hello.
But I also have...
Sorry.
What's wrong with you tonight? But I also more than once have passed a kidney stone.
That's really? True, yeah.
Three times.
I once was very casually hooking up with a guy who passed a kidney stone while I was, like, sleeping over. And it was, like, this weird intimate moment where I had to, like, take him to the hospital mommy him.
I've never gone to the hospital for it.
You just passed it?
I passed one of them. So I've passed three. It was once in August for 2012.
You've done three tours.
I've done three tours. No, it was 2013, 2014, 2015. It was August 2013. I passed it in the bathroom of my apartment while my girlfriend was in my bedroom. 2014, I passed it while tubing down the Delaware River. And I was just in a tube, and I was like, isn't it – look how funny it is that I can pee. And it was like peeing up, and then it was like, everyone's like, why is that pee so dark? And I was like, oh, that's blood.
Oh, God. Didn't it hurt?
Yeah, it hurts a lot. And then once I passed it in the bathroom at Beauty Bar during the open mic before my set, and then I just still did my set.
Were you like, I just passed a kidney
stone? Nope, didn't even think to bring it up.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I only have 2 minutes. I got to get this bit that I'm going to throw out in 4 weeks.
The guy that I was with was like couldn't function. It was so painful.
Yes, they vary in size.
He must have had a big one.
Yeah, he did. My mom's ex, I guess, like, she went with him once, because you can, like, because they are, it's just, kidney stone is just a calcium deposit, and it's like a piece of it breaks off and comes out of your fucking cock hole.
You're just too nourished. You have too much calcium.
I'm so nourished. It's crazy. That's the thing. Everyone's always like, Mike, what's your biggest flaw? I was like, how much calcium I get. And also everything else about me. But he went and he got his broken up with, like, lasers, because he had, like, a big one.
Oh, God.
So it was like he got a – there's, like, a weird, like, laser.
Dude, how cool are lasers?
They're pretty cool.
They're pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
That fixed my eyeballs.
That's one thing I will definitely pay for lasers in terms of, like, cosmetic surgery. I will for sure do the laser stuff.
Oh, okay. My ex is
Dang. Not laser hair removal. I don't care about that.
Oh,
I have varicose veins.
Oh. Okay.
I do lasers, like, since, right? I was, like, little. Yeah. Oh. I think you can get laser treatment for that. Well, I have a broken blood vessel, like, on my nose. That's very annoying, and it won't go away, and I have to get laser treatment for it.
Oh, weird.
And it's just annoying because it looks from a distance like it's a pimple, but it's not.
Mm.
Oh,
so I just wanted to put it out there.
It's not a pimple.
Yeah.
That's what I have. Podcast. I have a little red spot on my nose for a long time now.
Yeah. But mine's, like, visibly a vein. Oh. There's, like, a little red thread.
I'm perfect.
Your ex?
Oh, she just does laser hair removal and stuff like that.
That sounds like it really hurts, though.
Is there a laser hair editing?
Microblading.
Oh.
That's tattooing.
That's tattooing. You tattoo your eyebrows.
What a weird name for
Yeah.
Because
tattooed
things.
Eyeliner got such a bad rep, which also sounds like the most brutally painful.
My mom did that.
Did she?
Oh, yeah.
Does she still have it, or does it kind of go away after a while?
I think she still has it, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew a woman that did that. And it was just like,
is it on the top lash or the bottom lash line?
Top.
Okay. That makes more sense because it makes your lashes look fuller.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's great. Super hot.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Oh,
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucked the shit out of her.
You can you can tell a hot mom person. My mom was a hot mom. Mm-hmm. Jake Fromm's mom was a hot mom. Mm-hmm.
I don't like the company I'm in right now.
I'll tell you, my mom, a kind heart.
She kind of, yeah. Well, all three of us are inside. Like a little too aware of what we look like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Microblading. Look at that. Not a funny word. Fully fog of art.
You should get beards microbladed onto your face. Just like a nice. I'm sure they do that.
I've seen, like...
Because that friend, the girl we met at Brad, she does that.
Microblading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was until just now.
I only
look at people's Instagrams.
A little while ago. Okay. Maybe a couple months ago. Because I knew, I was like, oh yeah, you tattoo. I knew people got their eyebrows tattooed on, but I thought microblading was something different because they just do it at, like, salons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just seems to me like a risky procedure just based on how often... eyebrow trends change, like in last.
But the tattoo fades.
Yeah.
It's a type of thing that it fades.
Oh,
yeah.
Then never mind. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's light, where it's a thing where it's like you can still. It's still kind of like moldable, where it's like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do some. I'm gonna get an extra set.
Yeah.
Above yours?
Yeah, above here, like this.
Get them up there.
I'm very angry.
I'm going to get mine, like, in, so I look evil.
Like an anime character?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or something cooler.
I'm going to get them underneath and be like a football player in the sun.
What happened to Diego? Oh, he got drafted by the Atlanta Falcons.
Really?
Yeah, what'd he do? I couldn't tell you.
One of the football things.
Morale.
I'm a great locker room guy.
The camera cuts to his face when they don't know what else to do.
Look at this fucking guy.
Yeah.
He's the mascot's mascot.
He's the guy that holds the football on the sideline for the kicker when he's warming up.
Oh, I bet that's a job.
But no, they usually just use the little plastic thing, but they're like, no, our kicker needs like a person.
Because it's going to be a person in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to replicate those kind of things.
Yeah, you train for what you're going to do.
That's why my bedroom is actually a comedy club. It's a little stage.
Yeah, because you're used to
I'm not done.
Okay.
It's a little stage, and it's completely empty.
Yeah, damn it, that's the joke I had to go for.
You're good. And then I have a cardboard cutout of you in the back looking at your phone.
Yeah. Me lighting you as a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Chloe, do you have any like dating advice for guys?
Fuck, it's your bullshit question.
You ever seen a ghost, Chloe? What's it like being from LA?
Fuck off.
Okay, but I do have a question.
No.
No. This is serious. This is so serious.
This is a serious.
This is a serious. So in New York and LA, what are the differences?
I hear driving in LA is bad.
I bet.
Fuck you guys.
I'll let the cold shoulder you on that one.
That's fine.
We got a question recently.
Oh, let's get a question.
That?
Oh yeah. I'll
finish up with that.
Yeah, let's go. We get questions.
Oh, is this real? Oh, cool.
Yeah, we get questions occasionally.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Again, if you're a listener and you want to ask us any question, literally any kind of question, please email littletimepod@gmail.com or just DM or probably text us. You probably have my phone number.
Yeah.
Text All right. me.
Don't text him.
Text me.
Ah, I thought this was going to be a real question. Maybe it is real.
All right.
If this is real, I'm sorry.
Okay. Help.
It's from like a month ago. like, I'm in a well. And you're like, oh, man.
My phone only works to send DM questions. Yes.
I accidentally had sexual intercourse while your podcast played in the background.
Oh, my God.
If I get pregnant, it's from a woman.
Oh, my God.
If I get pregnant, do I name the baby Mike or Diego? And then there's a bunch of spaces that says, or Leif.
Leif.
That somehow hurts.
Yeah, of course it is.
That hurts a lot.
Should name it Leif.
Man.
Thank you.
What I'm curious to is I can't think of a reason why my phone would go from music to podcast. Is
yeah,
that,
and I, that I would be so like.
I'm assuming they're listening to music first.
In iTunes, maybe. On shuffle?
Yeah.
Or.
But then why would you throw your iTunes on shuffle? That's like a like,
you gotta fuck
that's
him.
The mistake.
Yeah. Or like, yeah. What if they wooed this person? Okay, so it's a woman. So it's a woman asking if she gets pregnant. So it's a woman and a man. So maybe she was like, hey, listen to this podcast by these two guys that are mentally deficient.
Yeah,
and
also,
then he's like,
bitch,
I'll listen to anything as long as you fuck me.
Yeah, the problem isn't the podcast. Get on birth control, you stupid.
Okay, no. No. Because if men don't have to be on birth control, neither do women, and we're still allowed to come inside of them.
Or they're like, you got to check out this podcast. It's pretty funny. And he's like, I am rock hard now.
Our voices
uh-huh.
are what make him pop off inside you early.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. If you can remember.
Maybe she was looking up shortest song and then like a little time came Ooh. Up. Like it's like, oh, this is just a little time.
You know how you got to look up for a song when you got
yeah,
sex?
Yeah, because you're like, baby, it's a dang race. And then you pop on a song and then you fire off a starter pistol like it's a track meet.
You fuck with one of those footing things at races? Like you put your feet in that and you just fuck missionary off of that?
Oh, that's fun.
All right.
What's fucking?
I'm assuming is this person white?
Couldn't tell you.
Really?
Look at her. Look it up.
Is she a picture?
I think she's hitting on you.
Probably.
Yeah.
And that's a very sexual DM.
But it was to the pod. It was to the podcast.
She's still hitting on you. Yeah.
Oh.
It was to the podcast Twitter.
Okay. Then. Oh.
Hey.
Racially ambiguous.
Yeah, yeah. She's trying to fuck you. So I like.
You blew up her spot.
I did blow up your spot, but I'm also helping.
Yeah. I say go with Mike. Not enough Mikes in the world.
I would say you name your child Michael Vincent Abruzzi Jr. Even though I have nothing
yeah.
to
no
do
stake
with.
Stake in the child.
I couldn't have less stake in any child. Michael Vincent Abruzzi Jr.
Yeah, go with Jr. Or I've always really liked the name what's his name? Imberg Humperdinck?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah, it's fun. Go with that.
Name your child Engelbert Humperdinck Abruzzi Jr. Add a Jr. in there anyway. I was almost Vincent Abruzzi III.
I wanted my brother, because my brother's Italian, and I wanted him to be named Vincent. It was like on the table, but they wouldn't. It had to be, for some weird reason, it had to be like a relative's name. It had to be like a grandfather's name. So we had Alberto or Giuseppe.
Which one? They
Alberto.
Go with? That's better than Giuseppe.
Giuseppe.
And now people just call him Albert at school, which is like, it's not a great name, but
I'd go by Al.
But he's also so.
Did Giuseppe's go by Jew?
That's what I was thinking.
Hey, Jew.
Hey.
Oh, he's my friend.
No. No, you don't know. He's actually Italian. And I just call him Jew.
That's fun. Alberto is my brother's middle name. Yeah, that's why. Okay.
When
yeah.
you get a woman pregnant on accident, what are you going to name the child?
Oh, I'm not going to be around long enough then.
Dude, hell yeah. That's so sick.
Did you see my arms?
They're inside of a sweater.
They're big.
Yeah, boy, you can kind of fucking tell.
Not really.
All right, well.
Kind of look like a little pencil neck geek.
That's why he chose a profession in MMA, because you can do it in any state.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, I'm fucking moving around.
I can't wait to leave my pregnant wife.
Oh, one of the worst things we've said.
I'm so
good
excited
boy.
To abandon.
Mm-hmm. Middle of the night or like a kind of the day kind of a thing?
Oh, she's going to know. And I'm like, going to say, listen up,
bitch.
I get into an El Camino.
Oh, yeah.
And I drive away. And I start, I live, where do I move when I leave my pregnant wife?
I feel like, I'm assuming you get her pregnant in.
Move like 5 miles away.
I just moved
to Yonkers.
Queens.
Yeah, you go to Yonkers.
You just run into her on the queue one day.
I get a job at the CC's.
You pretend
pizza
not to
buffet
see her.
In Yonkers.
Yeah. She's like, Mike, I can see you.
You're like, oh, different. No, my name's Mark. I'm not even that good at changing your name. No, I'm Mark Anderson.
At least that's her full name.
I'm saying Kentucky.
Should I leave my pregnant wife? Like go through the whole in vitro thing?
I I think you no, you should get pregnant and then leave the man. And then you have to start wearing a lot of long, flowy dresses at this point and holding your stomach a lot.
Very Handmaid's Tale. Very like no. I'm thinking the other one that she was in, Mad Men, where she like pretends she's not pregnant for a very long time. Yeah. She's like, no, I'm just fat.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking like a Little Home on the Prairie type dress. Like long and flowy, and you live somewhere with a lot of dirt, and you're just walking around barefoot all the time.
Yeah, your feet get all
what
hard.
A different time, though. It was better to be fat than pregnant.
Well, did she get pregnant with someone who wasn't her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's probably it.
He worked there, and he was married. He's a little bitch.
Yeah?
Yeah, but you end up liking him at the end of the series.
I've watched exactly 4 episodes.
And I feel like he's one of the coolest actors.
He's a really good actor, yeah.
Like, in real life, what else has he been in? Or he's, like, dating someone cool?
Man, that's great. I can't wait to date someone cool.
He's dating Alison Brie, right?
Oh,
I think
they look like siblings.
I know. Well, that's
she's also no. He was married to Alison Brie in the show.
Oh, okay. Never.
I'm like, that makes it weird.
That's like when you find out that rat faced kid from Super Troopers is married to the redhead woman from Mad Men.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, the kid who is in the back of the police car who eats all the.
Oh yeah.
The kid who eats all the weed in Super Troopers.
I'm freaking out, man.
Yeah. He's married to Christina Hendricks.
That's great. She must have big tits.
Oh, it's like Mike's pube thing. You can tell women have huge tits.
You can look at a woman and see if she has big tits.
I can feel it.
They call me the tit whisperer. Come here. I got a hand.
Am I whispering me? Kissing. Ew. Don't nail that.
You should go to jail.
Oh, man. It's going to be great in jail. We've said this before.
If Diego and I go to jail together and we're allowed to live in the same cell, I think it would be an unbelievable time.
It'll be fantastic.
They'd just be like, you can leave. Just
stop talking. Like, it's bedtime. You're like, not for us. It's a sleepover.
We make a fort. We make a fort in a cell.
Yeah. We just make Hawaiian punch on the toilet. It's never actually wine. We're just like, yeah, it's fun.
It's more fun.
We just drink out of the toilet, too. We love toilet drink. And we're like, hey, what's the vegan options in jail? And they're like, shut up.
The Wi-Fi's not working. Yeah. I think the password's expired.
Hey, my phone isn't hooked. They're like, how do you have a phone? And I'm like, well, I'm here with my best friend.
It was in my butt.
We want to watch Vice documentaries on our phones in jail.
Sorry, when's Shane Smith going to visit me?
when do the camera crew get here?
Mm-hmm. Is this locked up?
Oh, I'd like to get locked up with a broad, you know what I mean?
And fucking suck her dick.
Hey, when do we get our conjugal visit? Like, you think it's state mandated? I signed up for my conjugal visit months ago. They're like, what are you talking about?
What did you sign?
I gave some guy a lot of money.
Some just big man comes out with a blonde wig. All right, here we go.
You know one of those old Christmas bells? Like, ding-ding, conjugal visit sign-ups.
I was thinking like Salvation Army Santa.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think Little Bell when I think of those guys.
No, I think Big Bell for them.
Can I sign up to do conjugal visits for women in prison?
Are you talking about legalized prostitution?
I don't want money.
Oh, that's much worse.
I want to provide a service to these women.
Oh, so volunteer prostitution.
A volunteer service.
That's very like, I'm not a slut, I'm a volunteer prostitute.
Yeah. I do it for the Goodwill.
The store? You just fuck people at the Goodwill?
Yeah, that's what it is. I love old sweaters. I think this is a good idea.
I think it's a horrible idea. My old roommate got...
They need to be fucked.
When you say need... What do you mean by that?
Well, I think...
Their personality will start to resemble mine.
Yeah.
And that's a need.
They're never going to be fully rehabilitated if they don't get some pipe.
Because you're thinking of the school to jail pipeline. Involves your hard penis.
My hard penis.
You heard the word pipe and you're like, what's up?
Pardon me.
Hey, hello, I'm here.
I have a pipe.
Aren't I fit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that beat the fuck out of me.
Do you think you could sexually satisfy a woman?
No.
Who is...
sorry, there's more?
Like, what are the caveats?
Oh, there's more things to it? Definitely not.
Oh, definitely not. You have any more on top of that?
Unless she's masturbating already. Is that the caveat?
She has like a Hitachi magic wand on. You're like, I don't know if I can do it.
All right, well, I'll try. I'm going to make it worse.
Oh, yeah. This woman seems to be sure seems to be putting a belt sander on her clit every day. But, all right, cool. Let's see if I can fuck her good.
What was the caveat?
Oh, just a woman that was in prison.
Man, I don't know if that makes it harder or easier. Because, like, it's been a while.
It's been a
They haven't been around men. Not it's this kind of man, either.
Oh, weird effeminate?
Yeah.
But she's probably been having lesbian sex.
Mm-hmm, which is worse.
Oh, man, this one's going to get us a lot of... If anyone ever listened to it, it's going to get us a lot of letters.
I don't know. I think it'd be easier to make someone who hasn't been... who hasn't been fucked in a long time.
Here's my theory
yeah?
that I just made up right now with no science to back it up.
But how's it different from any of your theories?
Sometimes I think about it for a while.
Oh, okay.
Then they also don't make sense to them. I think after a while, women forget how to come.
Oh.
No, she's still been coming.
No.
You're not allowed to come in prison.
Yeah. Oh, okay. At women jail, they handcuff you to the bed at night. Because they go like, don't fucking touch it.
Let's go with a flashlight.
Like, hey, I think I hear you getting wet. I don't think so. Like you're in jail.
The sink drips.
And they're, yeah.
They're like, get down.
In women jail, when they put you in
solitary
confinement, when you're in solitary confinement, they just put your lower half in a room. Like you're kind of stuck out like this.
They just put a chastity belt on you.
Yeah. Women jail, man. That's what's up. Chloe, if you went to women jail, what kind of friend would you be to other people?
No. Enough.
You get to answer one of our questions.
What kind of friend would I be?
like, let's think Shawshank. Which,
like, what category?
Yeah. Would you be red?
I'd be Scary Spice.
I don't know, like, character name references. I saw that movie, but all I remember is that he dug himself out.
Okay, you don't have enough ex-boyfriends. What would you be, the industrious friend who, like, would get things for them?
Okay.
Would you be the friend who, like, has a bunch of songs and you sing a lot?
Definitely not.
Would
that
you be
one.
The friend who is very difficult and makes everything, every moment in prison harder?
That wins in the lead right
or
now.
Would you be the old man?
Oh, that says wise things?
No, not even. You just have a bird.
Ooh. Can I be difficult and have a bird?
Yeah.
Okay, I go for
I
that
mean,
one.
Already, yeah, makes
yeah,
sense.
Inherent.
I'd be the guy with the songs, but it would only be corn.
You'd be like, something takes a part.
I'd be like,
Mike, do the laundry!
I'd be like, a boondock, da boondock. I'd do that one. I'd do that one only.
Wow. Well, Chloe, thank you so much for joining us on this very important political hour.
Anytime. That was
Yeah, so what do you think about Kavanaugh or whatever? Who gives a shit? What kind of friend would you be in prison?
Well, when I see him, I just think of my husband and my sons and my brother, and my heart breaks. Knowing that they too could once be falsely accused and mm-hmm. have it kind of screw up their month for a
it's
minute.
It's scary for men out there.
It is.
You could say something about one of us.
Yeah.
And
I would love if someone said something about me, no matter the context. I just want to get talked about, baby.
Yeah, getting those headlines. Where can people who...
Also, with sorry to interrupt, but after I said that, please do not falsely accuse me. I would love if you did not falsely accuse me of rape. Just say, put that
yeah,
out
this
there.
One time. Where can people who like us like that will like your stuff yeah. and follow and click follow?
You can
say faster.
I'm headlining Fergie's Pub next week, Wednesday, October 24th. Come
Where
to that.
That.
That's in Philadelphia. Ew. If you live in Philadelphia, come to that.
Is Gritty opening for you?
Who? All
right.
Okay. And you can follow me on social media. Just search my name,
which is
Chloe McGovern.
And how would you spell that?
So on Twitter it's C-hole McGovern, because the hole, and it's
because you fucked up spelling it.
Yeah.
Christ. And you had to make a story for it afterwards, like, oh, because I'm like a little slut.
It's C-H-O-L-E McGovern, And then Twitter or Instagram is Chloe McGovern, but it's C-H-L-O-E, and then it's McGovern.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, anytime.
Follow
Thanks
Micah
for having
Brucey.
Me.
Shut the fuck up now. follow Micah Brucey at Micah Brucey. Follow me at this, Diego Lopez, Bear with Life. Please go to Bear Machine Network.
No.
go to BearMachineNetwork.com for a bunch of great stuff.
I started
It's a rival podcast.
It's a rival podcast. Network.
And I'm going to do it, but also we just released Effin' Up with Khalid Rahman and
Turn it off. Stop
recording. Stop recording. Please do not, please do not give anyone else any shine on our podcast.
And
I'm going to
also check out Narcista.
What the fuck is happening?
You can also go check out Dark Tank.
I'm going to buy a gun.
Leave a review for our podcast because that's nice of you.
Send me
you.
A gun in the mail.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Oh, no.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.